Donating your vehicle to the SoCal Sound is an easy way to help support the SoCal Sound and the SoCal Sound Sessions. When donating your car, boat, or RV to the SoCal Sound, we will receive a generous portion of the value of your vehicle. Go to the SoCal Sound, click the vehicle donation banner at the top of the homepage, or call 877-527-6123. Help support the SoCal Sound and help free yourself from the burden of an unwanted vehicle.
Gotta love Brett Denon. And talking of local musicians who we love, in studio this morning, we've got Chris Pierce and Garrison Starr. Welcome, guys. Good to see you.
Hey, Nick.
Great to see you. Thanks for having us.
Oh, my pleasure. Now, you've got a show together next week over at the Troubadour, which we're presenting. Excited for that. But we wanted to get you in and get a little music for you on this Tuesday morning. I think we're going to do two songs. Chris is going to play something, and then Garrison, and then we'll have a little chat. And then you're going to do something together. Is that the plan?
That's the plan.
That's it.
All right. I'll let you go for it. Chris Pierce, to start things off here on the morning show, it's the SoCal Sound.
Rise up when your comfort is in jeopardy. Will you resist justifying the complexities? Is simplicity convenient in your quest to pacify? When you look in the mirror, can you see your own disguise? Can we sing a song for you? Will music move your heart and mind? Will our song arrest you? American silence is a crime. We see the music move you as you lay your burden down. We feel the music grip you as your heart is soaked in sound. And when the song is over, if you decide to clap aloud, will your applause mean anything with stitches on your mouth? Can we sing a song for you? Will music move your heart and mind? Will our song arrest you? American silence is a crime. We sing for the freedom, and we fight for all it's worth. We sing for humanity, so we can all walk the earth. We sing with honor to live, to sing another song. And we'll sing through the pain, yeah, we'll keep on marching on. Can we sing a song for you? Away! In mind, will our song arrest you? American silence, American silence, American silence is a crime. Oh, it is a crime.
I've seen more than I want to see. The people I love turning on me. But I know, I know, I know, I know there's, yeah, there's a better day coming. I've been dreaming that one fine day all these troubles gonna fade away. Now I know, I know, I know, I know there's, yeah, there's a better day coming. Sing it with me, whoa, whoa. A better day coming like you mean it, whoa, whoa. A better day coming. Well, no anger, no bitterness can fill the hole inside my chest. Too long, too long, too long, too long have I, oh yeah, have I been running. Ooh, that blue horizon ain't far away. Now hear it calling out my name. Now I know, I know, I know, I know. Yeah, there's a better day coming. Here we go, whoa, whoa. There's a better day coming, yeah, whoa, whoa. Yeah, there's a better day coming. And it's harder holding on to forgiveness, to lay those ghosts to rest. Ooh, yeah, but the sun's gonna rise out of the darkest night. It's gonna change everything. Better day coming one more time. Whoa, whoa. Yeah, there's a better day coming. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, yeah. There's a better day coming. Here we go. Whoa, whoa. A better day coming. I've been dreaming that one fine day all the trouble's gonna fade away. Now I know, I know, I know, I know there's, yeah, there's a better day coming. Now I know, I know, I know there's a better day coming.
That's live music in our studios here this morning on The Morning Show with, well, we've got two great LA-based musicians here with us this morning. Chris Pierce, who started things off with his song American Silence from 2021, and Garrison Starr with Better Day. I think that's a couple of years older, right? Came out back in 2019?
It did, but I released a new version of it this past year because the version that we had out was a trailer version because it placed in a couple trailers, so I did more of like a songy version.
Yeah,
more like what I do live, so that's out there now too.
Well, talking about doing it live, you're here this morning, of course, but next Tuesday, which is the 11th of November, you're going to be at the Troubadour doing a show together. And, you know, I've known you, both of you guys, a little while, although Garrison, you and I met probably a long time ago, but then didn't sort of see each other until earlier this year when we were both at the Hotel Cafe, which is in the news this morning. Hotel Cafe is going to be closing next year, although they will be relocating to another venue. But the Hotel Cafe, such a big part of our musical community, and we were doing a couple of the Fire Benefit shows. We got reacquainted again. It was a great night, by the way, that night. I was so happy to see you.
You too. I was really blessed to run into you again. I'm glad we've struck up our friendship.
Absolutely. And Chris, you know, American Silence was a song you put out back in 2021. And I want to talk a little bit about music and independent music, independent venues. It seems to me, having done this for a long time now in public radio, that the options for independent artists are just shrinking and shrinking and shrinking. Places they can play, places where they can be heard. We want to make sure that on this radio station and on this show in particular, that we give a home to independent voices. And I just wanted to ask you a little bit about how you have found traveling, because you're on the road a lot. You're like one of the hardest working men in show business. I know that's an overused term, but you are constantly busy. And, you know, playing the music that you play in these days, in these difficult days, we don't get political on this show, but hey, look around. It's a difficult time out there in the world. How is it playing these songs out there and traveling around America right now?
It's really more powerful than ever. And, first of all, I'd like to say that I really do appreciate the fact that you all here at SoCal Sound amplify voices like ours. It's so important, and not only in our community, but folks listening overseas and from wherever they are. But touring for me has been really powerful. And I'm not talking about necessarily the numbers, because I think that folks are still kind of feeling it out about being out in big clubs and venues after everything that happened to us, from 2000 on. Mm. But I do feel that voices are needed, opinions are needed, more so perspectives are needed. And that's why I really look at this Troubadour show. It's not just that we're doing next Tuesday. It's not just a concert. It's a celebration. It's songs and stories that remind us that we're all together. And that's why we're doing it. That was the intent from both Garrison and I to get this together, to not only amplify our voices and ideas and perspectives, but a chance to bring the community together. LA is so strong. We've been through so much just this year. And the fact that we're still holding on in a really powerful way is really incredible. And what better way than music to bring people together? So I'm really enjoying being out there. I'm not discouraged. And I'm going to lift my voice as loud as I can. I even show up in parks sometimes the day of the show and on the streets just to play a little bit and let people know where I'm going to be. Because, we do what we have to do. And it's all bringing people and bringing hearts closer to the music.
Garrison, I know you were out recently as well. You were out on tour as well. And your feelings about this moment in time, touring with the music that you write and make and in these very difficult days?
Well, to echo Chris's point, being out there, what I find is that people are so grateful to be connected. The stories, I never used to share my story of being outed and then being, by the evangelicals and then being told I had to be given tough love till I repented of my gay sin. I never used to talk about that because I just didn't think that anybody would want to hear my story, and I was ashamed of a lot of aspects of it. And then once I started talking about where I've come from and getting to a place where I can talk about that, not from a place of bitterness and anger, but of a place of just, what my story is and where I came from, the more I realize that people have similar stories of feeling rejected or, feeling not accepted. And people have come forward to thank me for being willing to talk about that because it helps them to feel courageous enough to talk about their story as well. And I'm really grateful for the connectivity that I've been feeling because, it's like Chris said, it's hard out there and it feels like the belt gets tighter and tighter, but it's getting tighter and tighter for everybody. And I think the more we're able to expand with love and, inclusivity, I mean, that really resonates with people. And I've been super grateful to see that out there and also to feel that support and love myself. That's helped me to get to more of a accepting and loving place of my own self. So I'm really grateful for this moment and for the courage of all the artists out there speaking their truth and everyone speaking their truth. I think it's needed. We got to do it.
I remember when we did the show that I talked about, the fundraiser at the Hotel Cafe, one of the things that you said as you were getting up to do your set, talking about Los Angeles, is that, Los Angeles is a lot of things and Los Angeles gets a lot of crap from outside of Los Angeles. But Los Angeles is a place, and I'm paraphrasing you, so if I get this wrong, please correct me. You said Los Angeles is a place where I could be myself. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, it was interesting because I, in a lot of ways, I kind of got run out of town on a rail, And so when I escaped, I say that I immigrated to Los Angeles. That's what I always say because I landed here and immediately just felt taken in just as I am. Like, LA might not go out of its way to help you, but it's going to let you come here and be who you are and start the life that you want and give you the freedom that you want. And Chris said something earlier just about the LA music community. When I first got here, I fell into the coolest music community at the Mint in Los Angeles. That's where I first started playing music. And I felt so included and so inspired. And, a lot of people say negative things about LA and it's this and it's that. But it's like, man, the community here is amazing. And it's always been amazing for me. And I,
again, to echo Chris's point, I think that's it's part of the reason why we wanted to do this show together and make it, you know, a community celebration, because I think, you know, L.A. means so much to me in that way of just being able to land here and be who I wanted and needed to be without any question or hesitation. And, you know, I'm grateful for that.
Amen.
So next Tuesday at the Troubadour, of course, you guys are going to be playing separately and together. What's that night going to look like? We've probably got about 30 seconds left to get this in real quick, but who's starting, who is next, and then you're going to do a set together as well, right?
Yes, it's going to start at around 8 with Rosie Golan, who's just incredible. I'm going to play a set, and then Garrison's going to play a set, and then we're going to do kind of an encore set together. And we have just an incredible band of just some incredible people. Doug Pettibone, Gabe Witcher, Reggie Hamilton, Freddie Bockenhauser, and Phil Parr, the piano, who are all going to be there backing us up and being there with us and being with the music. And it's just going to be a celebration. It's going to be sing-alongs. It's going to be crying and cheering and laughing and all that we need to do to get through it together.
That's it.
That's what it's going to be.
Looking forward to it. The SoCal Sound presents Chris Pierce and Garrison Starr next week, next Tuesday, at the Troubadour. And you're going to play a song together to take us out. What do you got?
This is a song that the Garrison and I have both loved for years, and we actually released it as a single not too long ago. It's a classic tune called The Dark End of the Street.
Now, before you start playing it real quick, give me an idea on time of this song so I can time us out.
I'd say around 4.
All right. Do it. Thanks for being here, guys.
Thank you for having us.
Want to take the SoCal Sound with you anywhere? Download the SoCal Sound app to your mobile device. You could stream the SoCal Sound 24/7, see what song just played on our playlist, listen to an archived show, read an article from our newsfeed, stay up to date, or watch a SoCal Sound session. It's all there, and it's now Apple CarPlay and Android Auto compatible. Download the SoCal Sound app today.
At the dark end of the street, that's where we always meet. Hiding in shadows where we don't belong, living in darkness to hide our wrong. You and me at the dark end of the street. You and me. And I know time will take its toll. Oh, we have to pay for the love we stole. It's a sin, and we know it's wrong. Oh, but our love keeps coming on strong. Steal away to the dark end of the street. You and me, they're gonna find us. They're gonna find us. They're gonna find us. Oh, someday, you and me at the dark end of the street. You and me. I know time will take its toll. We have to pay for the love we stole. It's a sin, and we know that it's wrong. Oh, but our love keeps coming on strong. Steal away to the dark end of the street. You and me. You and me. You and me. The dark end of the
All right, once again in studio this morning, that was Garrison Starr and Chris Pierce, two fabulous LA-based musicians who will be performing together at the Troubadour next Tuesday night, and SoCal Sound is presenting that. Guys, thank you for dropping in this morning. Have a fab day, and we will see you next Tuesday. I'm going to be introducing you, I think.
Right on. Thank you, Nick.
Thank you, Nick.
Thank you, Jet.
Thanks, Jet.
She has no mic, but she says thank you.
The SoCal Sound sessions are produced by 88.5 The SoCal Sound. Session hosted by Nick Harcourt. Audio recorded and mixed by Tristan Dolce. Edited by Matt Blake. The SoCal Sound is a public service of California State University Northridge and Saddleback College. Streaming on the web at thesocalsound.org.